Friend to Friend, Being Where We Should Be, by Elder Randy D. Funk of the 70, from an interview by Linda Davies. When I was 11 years old, I lived in Manti, Utah, USA. At the beginning of the year, my primary teacher brought to our class a small, beautiful hatchet.
Whoever comes to primary the most this year gets to keep the hatchet,
she said. Right then, I decided to come every week, and I did. At the end of the year, I got the hatchet. Soon my 12th birthday came. I was ordained a deacon. Around this time, my family moved to Madison, Wisconsin, USA. I missed my friends but wanted to make new ones. Madison was much bigger than Manti. My new school was large. There weren't many members of the church. One day, some popular kids invited me to a party, but the party was on the same night as a church activity. I had learned from my experience in primary that good things happen when I am faithful in attending my church meetings. So I thanked them for inviting me and explained why I couldn't come. I am glad I went to the church activity. The next day, everyone at school was talking about the party. Some kids had been drinking alcohol. They had damaged some furniture, and everyone who went got in a lot of trouble. I was so grateful that I had been where I needed to be. I am thankful that I went to primary and youth activities and other church meetings as I was growing up. I learned important lessons about the gospel there. I was protected from temptation and sin, and I had fun at the activities. Heavenly Father strengthens our faith and blesses us when we try to be where we should be and do what we should do. In Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 63, Jesus said, "Draw near unto me, and I will draw near unto you." As we attend our church meetings, including sacrament meeting, we draw closer to Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. We learn important truths to guide our decisions throughout the week, even when we are not at church or surrounded by others who share our beliefs. When you live righteously, the Holy Ghost will help you know where you need to be and what you need to do.
Draw near unto Jesus. At church, we learn how to make good choices and become better followers of Jesus. Fill in the blanks to help the children in the pictures know what to do. 1. Be ye blank one to another. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. 2. Blessed are the blank. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. 3. When ye are in the blank of your fellow beings, ye are only in the blank of your God. Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. Number 4. If there is anything blank, lovely, or of good report, or blank, we seek after these things. Articles of Faith, chapter 1, verse 13. End of the story. Being Where We Should Be, read by David Shaw and Charlene Stewart.